The DX Audio Service for February 1991 is very pleased and poorly paid to present Phil Wayne today.
This is Market Scope for February 1990, and I'm your handsome host, Phil Wayne.
Phil, you goof, it's 91.
Now, it's no surprise that we're back again in Chicago with Mark Marino to finish out Chicago's AMs. Mark, what's up next?
WJPC is on 950, and they also simulcast with WLNR 106.3, and we'll hear them also on the FM side. At 1000 is formerly WCFL.
Right now, Jimmy G. Stagg is tending bar for those 21 and over at the Chicago Bears Dug for Fine's Nickel Bag at 4740 North River Road in Schiller Park. He's going to get nothing but trouble out there. Wednesday night, Dick Biondi and the Funky Down Home Band appear at the all-new Nightfall Lounge, 5551 North Broadway. Robert E. Lee tends bar for those 21 and over Wednesday at... Now, what's a nice boy like that doing tending bar at Mother's 26 West Division with Nightly? He's going to get nothing but trouble there, too, with Nightly Entertainment till 2:30 in the a.m. way out morning. Ron Brittoni MC's Lane Tech Night with the all-girl band, The Circle of Love, Wednesday at Anton's on Lincoln Avenue at Addison Night. And I mean to tell you, there's nothing but trouble there, too. No, we have a ball there, too. And I'll be joining the Summer Winds Friday at the Old Glass Gaslight Pub at 7151 Foster in Harlem for those 21 and up. And Ron Britton appears at Justine's 5107 Oakton in Skokie. Oh, that's going to be beautiful. Saturday at 2. We'll see you out there, y'all.
Slipping away.
Yes.
Sitting on a pillow.
Shall we toast a few?
Waiting for night to fall.
I mean, like, celebrate.
Girl in a dream. Sitting on a pillow. This is the night.
Go to the celebrity.
That's Three Dog Night.
Satin and lace. There's a little pity. Didn't find time to call.
WCFL. Big check.
Just to you, of course, I love you so very much. Your baby Britton kiss, and I love you, I love you, I love you.
Number uno, 111, and Ross, Monty Supremes in Someday, Someday.
If I gave all their formats that they've had in the past, I'd be here all day. Suffice it to say, they're progressive and talk, and their call is WLUP, and this is what they sound like in the afternoon.
5:32, boys and girls, time for...
This is the last one we have, you know.
Yeah, I hope you've enjoyed this series.
I have.
I knew you would.
Rick said yesterday we had two, but there's only one.
One left, little Stevie. So if anybody has any clunk letters, send them in.
Keep them. I really don't want to hear. After today, I don't really want to hear any more of these.
All right, little Stevie. Well, we have to come
I can't believe that this was your big bit for like 5 years.
And we'll switch into my next big bit.
Was it five or more?
No, first 10 years, clunk letter. Second 10 years, animal stories.
10 years?
You did it
for 10 years.
Sure. Why not? It was popular for 10 years.
Every day.
I
love the way you sound nervous on your own show.
Yeah, well, I wasn't used to doing anything unless it was over music, little Stevie.
So when it was just you talking, you...
I got nervous. Well, it was for
you should have.
2 minutes.
You should have.
You don't like my clunk letters? You don't like my witty responses?
You're so off the cuff.
I am, little Stevie.
All right, well, let's enjoy some.
All right, 5:32, boys and girls, time for the clunk letter of the day. Da-da-da, da-da-da, da-da-da. Da-da-da, da-da-da, da-da-da.
Sorry. He,
That's the other one.
Well, he put up the wrong one. I'll just do it myself here.
Here's another unsolicited testimonial. This one is from Battle Creek. Dear Mr. Lujak, I don't know quite how to put this, but you really reek. The way you're always messing up songs and commercials with your dumb remarks really turns my stomach. Any dude that goes around saying Nito Torpedo has got to be sick. You're such a card. Why don't you shuffle yourself right out of the Windy City? I don't think I will even bother to reply to these letters. The mighty eagle does not hunt flies, you know.
That's it?
I hope you got the symbolism there, you see. The eagle, that's me, and they were the flies. I didn't want you to get mixed up on that. Thought I'd better explain it. He was on his way.
Stevie, you know, I wasn't paying attention. Can you rerun that? I know I read it, but I wasn't paying attention when I read it.
I know.
Can you rerun that? It's only about 90 seconds.
I don't think so.
Come on.
No.
It's not going to waste that much more time.
No.
Come on.
You weren't listening, and we're not going to listen as long as they're in here.
All right, let's explain what's happening in...
Well, no, you can't.
The Super LUP studios.
You can't.
There's a guy with suspenders in here. What else do you have to say, little Stevie?
All right, thanks. We're just talking, and, you know, you could listen to it in Q or something.
Actually, that was one of my famous lines. The eagle does not hunt the fly.
Well, sure.
That's all
and
you have to really
eagle.
Know.
Yeah. The eagle.
And everybody else was a fly. Yeah. That's all you really have to know, little Stevie.
Turns out you were more like a... They were flies, but you were something else other than an eagle. Maybe something more in a turdular vein.
Turdular? Is that a word?
Yeah. Well,
it is.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Okay.
So that completes the Clunk Letter of the Day feature.
Yeah, well, there's something else on here, but he says it's not good.
It's chopped.
So let's just hear it now. Where's it not on?
I didn't put it on the reel.
Okay. It's not on the reel. That's the end of that feature. It was very good.
It's too bad, too.
Maybe you'd like to... Do we get any hate letters? Maybe you could do
no,
some live...
No, we don't, Steve. We're pretty well liked now.
Bull.
Huh?
Come on.
No.
No, wait. We don't have any hate letter. I bet Greg's got some hate letters.
That's his department. We don't get them. What are you laughing at me? Come on.
Because we must.
Why?
Because people hate
no,
us.
No, after a few years, they either like you or they don't listen.
Oh, yeah? Then why were we under investigation after 10 years?
That was old business. It just got to the people in Washington.
Hey, Vanessa Williams. That was a tongue-in-cheek reference. What happened there?
Oh, well.
Oh, well. Would you like to take some calls, Uncle Gare?
Yes, I would. Little snot nose.
All right. Well, why don't we take care of some biz first, and then we'll come back and take some calls.
591-9587.
The Bulls fall behind by three with 8:03 left in the half. 36-33 on the Bulls Network.
Bulls basketball on AM 1000.
At 11:10, one of the few stations in the country that's still daytime only, WMBI, owned by the Moody Bible Institute.
And his name will be called Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, Eternal Father, and Prince of Peace. Some good news worth sharing this morning from your friends here at WMBI in Chicago. It's 8:01 on this Friday morning, and our programming continues now with Dr. James Dobson and Focus on the Family.
WJJD at 1160 was a big country station for many years, but in 1981 they adopted a big band format. And they play big bands most of the time, except in the morning when they have Clark Weber and talk.
AM 1160, WJJD. Love to hear him talk. Yeah. Girl Talk, Jack Jones, Vic Damone with An Affair to Remember, and the McGuire Sisters, Sugar Time. All right, yeah, great day if you're one of those people that loves to see their breath. Mm-hmm. 45 below zero on that wind chill, minus 9 at O'Hare, and 10 below at the Midway Airport in downtown. Good afternoon. Great things on the way, great songs and great memories, some seasonal stuff, and still your chance to win in the 12 days of Christmas.
No one offers more toy values at any price.
Merry Christmas from WJJD.
You're listening to AM 1160 WJJD in Chicago. It's 1 o'clock and we'll take a break for news.
Network News. I'm Sandy Kozell. A spokeswoman for the Smithsonian Institution says 11 people taken captive by the Panamanian Defense Forces from a Caribbean island have been found and are now awaiting rescue by U.S. troops.
The call letters WOPA, formerly on 1490 for many years, is now on 1200, licensed to Maywood, Illinois. It features a Spanish format.
Desde el 1200 AM, le deseamos felicidades.
Con los 90 nace una nueva estación de radio.
1200 AM, Radio Éxito.
WOPA, 1200 AM, la estación que usted esperaba.
Esté pendiente. Desde el lunes 1 de enero a las 12 de mediodía, usted y nosotros tenemos una cita. Aquí en Radio Éxito.
WOPA Chicago.
1200 AM. Radio Éxito.
Su nueva estación.
1390 was the home of Chicago's first all-news station, owned and operated by Gordon McClendon. It's had other numerous successes and failures with various formats, but right now, it's one of two black talk-oriented stations in Chicago, under the call letters WGCI.
Queen, how are you today?
Oh, I feel wonderful now after listening to those babies.
Isn't it wonderful?
Oh, I think we should fire everything in Washington and put those babies up there.
Yeah.
And the country would be great.
Their philosophy.
I also take, not now, it's grown, but those children are consistent in their innocence before we get to them.
Yeah.
Because behavior is learned.
You're
they
right.
Come here innocent.
Mm-hmm.
We would listen to them more. We would be better off. And I thank you for the gift of children for Christmas.
Queen, you're wonderful. Thanks for calling.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Have a wonderful afternoon. She is right. Time is 2:54. I'm Cliff Kelly. This is WGCI AM 1390 Talk.
WGCI with Brenda Montgomery. Middays at 10 on AM 1390.
WGCI AM 1390 Talk. It is 3:03. Good afternoon. I am Sybil Wilkes.
There are two stations on 1450 in Chicago. WVON, which broadcasts from 10 at night till 1 the next afternoon, and WCEV, Chicago's ethnic voice, which broadcasts from 1 in the afternoon till 10 in the evening.
On behalf of Perry Small, Tony Gill, and myself, Drake Collier, we wish you and yours a happy holiday. Perry and I will be here Christmas morning, though, so we'll get a chance to do it to you again.
WVON, Cicero, Chicago.
Overthrown.
Berlin's Brandenburg Gate opens.
We invite you and your friends to listen to us tomorrow morning at 9 o'clock right here at AM 1450 WVON. We also invite you to join us tonight at 10 o'clock on Target. Stay warm and stay strong.
At this time, WBON leaves the air. WBON is owned by Midway Broadcasting with studios and transmitter at 3350 South Kedzie, Chicago. This is WBON Cicero. Stay tuned for WCEV with ethnic and American language programming.
CEV Radio, 1450 AM, Cicero, Illinois, serving all Chicagoland. Owned and operated by Megala Communications Corporation, now begins its broadcast day. WCEV presents ethnic language programs, as well as programs in English aimed at ethnic Americans. WCEV, where Chicagoland's ethnic voice. Some of our programming is pre-recorded for presentation in its scheduled time period.
Stay tuned. Bill Doc Lee after the news.
This is WCEV, 1450 AM, Cicero, Illinois. WCEV, we're Chicagoland's ethnic voice.
All of us at WCEV extend best holiday wishes to our listeners. Merry Christmas and Happy Hanukkah.
It's negative 2 degrees, 20 degrees Celsius at 1 p.m. This is WCEV News from the wires of the Associated Press. Matt Cross reporting.
And that concludes our brief look at the stations on the Chicago AM dial. Next time, we'll have a look at the Chicago FM scene. This is Mark Marino reporting for the DX Audio Service.
Well, thank you, Mark. Guess where we'll be next month and which band we'll do? Very good. And now, once again, beating the groundhog out of the burrow by mere moments with that devilish grin on his face, here he is, Mr. Top of the Hour, Mr. ID, Mr. Radio, Super Heterodyne Slim, the King of Canoe Brook Drive, the Master of Modulation, the Baron of Broadcasting.
Historical moments in radio, recalling events in the development of modern radio broadcasting. Hello again, I'm John Bowker, and in this edition we're going to take a look at a small portion of a new book on the market called Behind the Tube, published by the Focal Press and authored by Andrew Inglis, who spent his entire career in broadcasting and satellites and other forms of electronic communication. We're most appreciative for the opportunity to let you hear some of his comments from the book, and if you're a student of broadcasting, including TV or FM or AM, you might want to pick up a copy. Behind the Tube. It came out in 1990. Now, just to put things in perspective, last month we read to you from an FCC document about the beginnings of radio broadcasting. Now we're going to hear how the same matter is covered in this new book. The First Broadcasts. Where and when was the first radio broadcast, and who was the first radio broadcaster? Well, credit for this accomplishment has customarily gone to the Westinghouse station KDKA in Pittsburgh for its broadcast of the Harding Cox presidential election returns on November 2, 1920. The idea for that broadcast had been developed by Frank Conrad, a Westinghouse engineer who was also an enthusiastic radio amateur, and Henry Davis, a Westinghouse vice president. As a hobby, Conrad had been transmitting opera music and announcing its source over his amateur station, and to his surprise, he received deluges of letters from fellow amateurs acknowledging that they had heard his transmissions. Mr. Davis, upon learning of the response to Conrad's programs, concluded that regularly scheduled broadcasts would stimulate the sale of Westinghouse amateur receivers. He obtained a license from the Department of Commerce to operate an experimental station on 833 kilohertz, a frequency below the bands allocated at that time for amateur use, and he gave Conrad corporate financial support to build and operate the station at the Westinghouse plant. The broadcast of the election returns was heavily promoted in the newspapers, and thousands of amateurs were able to receive it. KDKA's claim to have achieved the first broadcast has been challenged, however. There are many earlier radio transmissions intended for a group of listeners rather than a single receiving terminal. For example, there was Fessenden's broadcast to ships at sea from his Brant Rock, Massachusetts station in 1906. and Lee DeForest broadcast from the Eiffel Tower in Paris in 1908. The 1920 election returns also were broadcast from an amateur station, 8MK, soon to become broadcasting station WWJ, installed at the Detroit News. And David Sarnoff preceded Davis in conceiving the potential of radio to reach a mass audience for commercial purposes. Sarnoff's concept was expressed in 1915 when he was commercial manager of American Marconi Company, and he wrote to its president, Mr. Edward Nally, the famed Music Box Memo, in which he said in part, "I have in mind a plan of development that would make radio a household utility in the same sense as the piano or phonograph. The idea is to bring music into the house by wireless." Well, nonetheless, a good case can be made for KDKA's claim of priority, because KDKA was one of the first stations to use electron tube technology to generate the transmitted signal, and hence to have what could be described as broadcast quality. It was the first broadcast to have a well-defined commercial purpose. It was not just a hobby or a publicity stunt. And it was the first broadcast station to be licensed on a frequency outside the amateur bands. It was a direct ancestor of modern radio broadcasting, and by contrast, the broadcasts of DeForest and Fessenden used dead-end technology, such as the spark transmitter, so they can be best described as collateral ancestors. Those are the comments of Andrew Inglis in the book Behind the Tube. I'd encourage you to pick up a copy if you can. And so here we are in February, an opportunity to join in the celebration of such stations as KTIS in Minneapolis that signed on the air in 1949, and WFGL in Fitchburg in 1950. In Lawrence, Kansas, we had KLWN in 1951, and it was on February 6, 1960 that the 1400 dial position came crackling alive in San Luis Obispo, California, when KLTW signed on the air. I'm John Bowker for Historical Moments in Radio, and we'll see you next month.
May we have your attention, please? Talk Radio KLIF's new dial position is 570 AM. For consistent, reliable coverage over all of North Texas, move your radio dial now to the left side of your radio dial to 570 AM. If you have a digital radio, it should read digital 570. KLIF's programming will only be on 1190 AM till this Thursday morning at 5 AM. KLIF has moved our entire programming lineup to 570 AM to provide consistent, reliable coverage over all of North Texas. Move your radio dial now to 570 AM for KLIF Dallas-Fort Worth.
It's time now for our Musings from Members column, and these are the thoughts of the NRC members. The opinions expressed in this column are those of the individual writer and do not necessarily reflect those of the editors, the publishers, or the National Radio Club Incorporated. And if you'd like to contribute a muse, tell us what's going on the DX scene, or perhaps an interesting story, all you have to do is give us a call on the National Radio Club DX Audio Service Action Line. The telephone number is area code 419-224-3. 3916. That's 224-3916, 24 hours a day. You must be a member of the National Radio Club to send in a muse.
Hi there, Mike Dukin from Ladysmith, Wisconsin, reporting a couple of things. First of all, to answer Greg's question about KUSW in Salt Lake City. Yes, December 15th was their last day on the air. They came back on Tuesday, I believe it was the 19th, at about 5 o'clock Central Time, because they are now owned by the Trinity Broadcasting Network, which I suppose I could get into a heat of controversy here, but they're a god-awful Christian organization whose all they bring is preachers, and they bring the audio portion to the television network, and they bring preachers who ray on the same lines of Jim Baker and Jimmy Swaggart. So that's what they're doing now. And they're calling themselves KTBN. And they have an address in California, but they are still licensed to Salt Lake. Also, I agree with what everybody has said on this month's audio service about WOGL in Philadelphia's rhythm and blues program on Saturday and Sunday nights. I think it's pretty good. And Just in case, if anybody comes up to northern Wisconsin, we have a format change that just happened today. WAYY in Chippewa Falls, which is the twin town of Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls up here, has switched from an old oldies format to News Talk, WAYY on 1150. Well, that's it.
Hi there, Fred. Excuse me. This is Chris Swank from Fairfield, California. Wanted to call in to report that on Sunday night or Monday morning, officially would be January the 7th at about 12.05 a.m., I received WHO on 1040, it was. I received it. There was some TVI on the frequency, but I received it for just a few minutes and then it faded out. And they were running TalkNet with the two people that do some kind of a money or financial program. But and I called a friend of mine in Kansas City and told him about it, and he said that it was amazing that I could get that in California. So apparently good DX catch on the super radio. And it's just amazing. And the second thing I have is want to find out more about that recording of KDKA. What kind of medium was used? Was it a disc recording? Because it didn't sound, the quality didn't sound like a cylinder. It sounded like something else. Was it something different? Just kind of curious about that. Now that I find out that it was actually a KDKA recording. And that's all I have for now.
Hello, DX Audio Service listeners. This is Keith Luckadoo calling from Houston, Texas. And a couple things going on here in radio. On 1070, what was KKZR, they were running a Z-Rock format. They went back to simulcasting with KRBE-FM, which is their FM station. And they did this at midnight on January 1st. And also, for people who are interested in FM, 106.9 KJOJ, which was a Christian station, changed format and went to KJZS. They're a smooth jazz format. And also, I would like to, I've heard some of the DX Audio Service listeners talking about FM Atlas and about getting a subcarrier adapter on a GE Super 2. I would like to know FM Atlas's address or phone number or something and about how much that costs. So if someone could give me a call and tell me about that, I would appreciate it. My number is area code 713-777-7837. Appreciate it, and thank you very much, and have a good one.
Hiya, folks. Paul Migliorelli, N2 Echo Tango Oscar at Flushing, New York, with some info regarding sports broadcasts and telephone DXing. Well, this isn't quite DXing on your radio dial, but I came across something out of the National, the Sports Daily. TRZ, it's Tango Romeo Zulu, telephone broadcast services. Quite interesting. Their idea, they're out of Ohio. They have 800 numbers set up for each team, and the idea is to allow you to get network feeds and such of radio play-by-play. Not 900 numbers, but 800 numbers. Their prices, you dial in with a touch-tone phone and your computer prompted for your phone number and a Visa or MasterCard number. The prices start per minute, 50 cents down to 30 cents. The longer you listen, the more you save. So you could technically listen to a game, a full game, for, oh, 30-some-odd dollars, and you'd get it, you know, if you'd gather people around for a speakerphone and have a phone party. It seems like quite an interesting way to hear other play-by-play, if that's what you're into, and you can call as often as you want. You can call various games. I have no time here to give you really any numbers. Again, it's 1-800 number for each team. But if you'd like info They'll be happy to provide you with, you can call their info number and either be connected if you don't have a touch tone phone, or to find out a number for a given team. They have NBA, NHL, NFL kind of things, and they're working on baseball come spring. And of course they have all the college NCAA type things. Their info number is 1-800-225-5321, 24 hours a day. For your info gathering pleasure. Anyway, I will run for now. Reminder, my amateur radio newsline feed for the New York area is still in operation for going on to its fifth year this month. 718-353-2801. 24 hours a day for your use and enjoyment. Take care, and I'm off to renew my subscription.
Hello, Fred, and all those from the DX Audio Service. Really enjoy the service. I hope everybody has a good 1991. I am still looking for, well, this is Ed Best in Durham, North Carolina. I'm still looking for individuals in the state of California to record stations in most markets for me there. I'm willing to pay them for their time. They can write me at P.O. Box 51554, Durham, N.C. 27717, or call me at 919-489-2164. Thanks a lot, Fred. Keep up the good work.
Greetings to all. This is Tom Likens, who has a bad cold in Louisa, Kentucky, reporting for the DX Audio Service. And on December 21st, 1990 was the ending of an era in broadcasting. With the retirement of station manager Smilin' Bob Yonts of WBLY in Springfield, this was called to my attention. On the 18th, I received a phone call, so I called him one last time on the 20th and talked with him for about an hour on the air. Some listeners may or may not have heard it. I'm trying to get a recording of it. Not that it's all that great. But Friday was the last day. He'd been in the broadcasting business since 1946, doing a unique type talk show that he does, talking with young kids from 7 until 8:30 and then adults from 8:30 until 9:30, giving the kids nicknames and letting them tell him jokes, etc. So with the passage of Roger Sharp in July, and now Smilin' Bob's retirement, why, that will be the end of an era in broadcasting in that market. His son, Ron, characteristically, is assuming the duties of the talk show host, but he's going to have a lot of big shoes to fill, and hopefully he can do it. A friend of mine recorded Friday's program, who lives up in Delaware. The quality wasn't all that good, but I don't know if you have the Smilin' Bob theme song or not, Fred, but if you do, you might want to run a bar to it for old time's sake for everyone on the DX Audio Service. Thank you very much.
This is Tim Hendel in Miami. We have a new format over in Fort Myers, about 100 miles west of here on the Gulf Coast of Florida. 770 on the AM dial is now WVTI, Victor Tango, India. Vacation and Travelers Information Radio. This entire format appears to consist of information for tourists who come to Florida. Mostly information of the kitschy Florida tourist variety. Programs such as Shop Till You Drop, Business Opportunities in Southwest Florida, Boosting of Southwest Florida, telling us, among other things, that the Fort Myers Airport is the 102nd biggest airport in the country. Talking about visitors from all over the world, when I was listening, they played an ID in Swedish, saying basically that this was 770 Radio WVTI in Fort Myers. I don't see how this format can possibly last beyond April or so, when the tourist season is over in Florida, but we'll be watching it.
Thank you, Fred. This is Paul Smith from Baltimore, Maryland, and three things. Number one, in edition number 242 of Jerry Starr's AM Switch, they mentioned WPGE in Page, Arizona. Is that a typographical error? Or number two, is that one of those odd calls with a W instead of a K west of the Mississippi? Number two, to answer Victor Schmidt's question about WCAO, it might be possible that their nighttime or their daytime directional patterns antenna are a little bit different. I'd have to come down to Silver Spring and experiment with my GE Super Radio or something to see what the problem is. And number three, does anyone out there know whether or not Review of International Broadcasting or DX Listening Digest are available on cassette? Okay, that'll be enough for here, and I hope that those of you who are experiencing very cold winter weather are enjoying it. Just stay close to the fire, and hopefully you're getting good DXing during this weather, because I sure am here. Nothing to brag about, but it's still good enough. So see y'all around next time. And Mike Corcoran, I got your tape and have answered it, and you have already all the information. So bye until next time.
And that's it for this segment of the Musings from the Members. And if you have something to say, again, our telephone number is area code 419-224-3916, 24 hours a day. And speaking of the telephone, on the telephone we have Wayne Heinen from out in Colorado. How you doing, Wayne?
I'm doing pretty good, Fred. How's yourself?
Oh, real good. Just kind of surviving the cold here in Ohio, and I imagine you folks have probably some pretty cold weather out there.
Oh, it dropped from about 40 down to 30 this morning, and they tell me we're going to get some more of the white stuff over the weekend, but that's Colorado. If you don't like the weather, wait 5 minutes. 60 degrees in the middle of the week. So.
Well, sounds like good DX weather. You have any CPC tests for the month of February?
Yep, we've got a bunch of them. In fact, we have a total of 8 this month. It's the best month we've had so far. We start out with KSOK 1280, PO Box 917, Arkansas City, Kansas 67005. They'll be conducting a test on Monday morning, February 3rd, from 0500 to 0600 Eastern Time. This test will include Morse code IDs, and you can send your report and your thank yous to Mr. David C. Foster. He's N0KAT, the chief engineer there. Next on the line is KBYR, one of our promised Alaskan tests on 700. Their address is box 102200 in Anchorage, Alaska, 99510. Their test will be on Monday morning, February 4th, 1991. If I said Monday morning on February 3rd, that's wrong. It's a Sunday morning. That one will be from 0400 to 0430 Eastern Time. The test will include Morse code IDs, and your reports can go to Mr. A. G. Hiebert, H-I-E-B-E-R-T. He's the chief executive officer of KBYR. Let's see, after that, we go to February 11th, WABS 780. Their address is 5545 Lee Highway, Arlington, Virginia, 22207. Their test will be February 11th from midnight to 0100 Eastern Time. This test also will include Morse code IDs. And the chief engineer at WABS, Mr. Bill Ashley, A-S-H-L-E-Y, will be answering reports there. Then we move on to, I got this one in the wrong order. February 10th, 1991, it's a Sunday morning, WMYM 1570. Their post office box is 1027, and I don't even know how to pronounce this, but it's spelled M-I-N-O. C-Q-U-A, Wisconsin, 54548, and they'll be conducting a test Sunday morning, February 10th, from 0630 to 0640 Eastern Time, and that test will also include Morse code IDs. We have to thank for that Mr. Pete Rondello, R-O-N-D-E-L-L-O, and he's the Vice President, General Manager, and Chief Engineer at WMYM. Then the following morning, February 11th, we have another one, KOTZ 720, Kotzebue, Alaska. Their post office box is box 78, 99752 is the zip code. And they'll be testing Monday morning, February 11th, from 0401 to 0500 Eastern Time. The test will consist of tones, Native American, and modern music. And the chief engineer up there is Mr. Pierre A. Lone Wolf, who helped us arrange that test. There's our two Alaskans. On February 16th, WLIM 1580, their address, Woodside Avenue, Patchogue, New York, 11772, will be conducting a test from 0445 to 0515 Eastern Time. And that test will also include Morse code IDs. AM reports can be sent to Mr. George Drake, the Vice President. Then we have, on February 18th, KARY 1310. Now, their P.O. box is 1310, and that's Prosser, Washington, P-R-O-S-S-E-R, zip of 99350. They'll be conducting the test February 18th between 0700 and 0730 Eastern Time. The test will include Morse code IDs, and it was arranged by Mr. Tony Imus, I-M-U-S. Last on the list, and foremost on the list for anybody who's still looking for Hawaii, we have a test on Monday morning, February 25th, from KUAI 720. Their address is Post Office Box 720, and I believe it's Ely, E-L-E-E-L-E, and that's followed by the county of KAUAI, Hawaii, 96705. And this test will be from 0530 to 0600 Eastern Time. It will include Morse IDs, and the signer is Mr. Roger D., and I'll spell this one, R-O-G-E-L-S-T-A-D, Rogelstad, who's the chief operator. So there's our eight tests for the month of February, and I wish everyone luck on Alaska and Hawaii, and you can be guaranteed I'll be glued to the dials for those. So we appreciate the support we've got from the DX Audio Service, and we'll be back with some more next month.
Okay, Wayne, real quick question before you run off. What can the DX Audio Service membership do for the CPC machine as we kind of come out of the winter DX season and get into the summer and spring months?
Basically, what we need some help with right now is targeting stations that the members want to hear. That is probably the most difficult job we have, is sitting around and figuring out who wants to hear what. And also, the fact that since you're at one location and I'm at another location, the tests that I might want to hear may or may not be on channels that are blocked for you. So you might want to be looking at frequencies and stations that you want to hear on those frequencies, and what times and days of the week would be best for you to hear them. Those kind of targets are very important. We usually get a lot of monetary support, stamps, but the support and targeting, if you don't target them, you're going to hear what me and Jeff Tynan want to hear, as opposed to hearing what you'd like to hear. If people want to work up lists like that, we'll be happy to accept those lists at any time. The stamp drive will probably start around August. We don't like to have stamps sitting around here because it's kind of a waste of money to just have them sitting in a drawer. And we'll probably gear that up just before the NRC convention, and we usually start sending our letters out in late August, targeting late September, and we'll be putting, hopefully, a brand new Macintosh online down at Jeff's house, and it'll have a little bit better printer, a little bit better speed than the Apple that I've been using, and from there we hope to be able to supply as many good DX tests next season as we have this season.
And where should NRC and DX Audio Service members write to send you these suggestions?
They can write to Jeff Tynan, and I don't have his address handy. It's on Severance Drive down in Parker, Colorado. And if you've got that around, you can just probably tack it on here at the end, because I'm not sitting at the computer. I can't bring it up. Sorry about that.
I'm sitting here myself trying to find it, and I can't even find it. So I guess both of us are in sad shape today.
I guess so. We're unorganized.
Well, I guess there's only one thing to do. Let's go out and DX, okay?
Sounds good to me, Fred.
Okay. Thanks a lot, Wayne.
Sure thing.
And, okay, here it is. I knew I had it around here. Jeff Tynan, T-Y-N-A-N. And the address is 10359 Severance. That's S-E-V-E-R-A-N-C-E Drive in Parker, Colorado. P-A-R-K-E-R. And the zip code is 80134. Well, that just about does it for this edition of the National Radio Club's DX Audio Service for February 1991. Of course, it goes without saying that our prayers go out to the folks overseas in Operation Desert Storm, and we hope that everyone comes home safely. And next month, we'll have more to report, I'm sure, on the DX scene. See you next month on the DX Audio Service, a copyrighted feature of the National Radio Club.
This concludes another broadcast day at WJYM Bowling Green, Toledo. Until we rejoin you again tomorrow at 6 a.m.